Cum eating denial. How do you deny cum eating sluts? I suppose denying orgasm is one way you could do it, but, you know, that's really boring and it doesn't end up being about denied cum eating so much as it is about orgasm denial. You see, when you are craving creamy loads of cum, the orgasm is important, but part of the whole experience that is most exciting of all is, of course, eating your own cum. What better way to deny a cum-eating addict like you than to deny him the very thing he craves the most? One of the ways of denying this cum-eating is to have you actually collect the cum and save it for a later time, perhaps when the cum-eating denial period is over, so you can really be a cum guzzler and guzzle up all of those saved up loads of cum that you've been craving all along. Having to go through the motions of collecting the cum for later use and seeing it accumulate in your freezer is akin to teasing and taunting you, knowing that you have all of that creamy goo so close and yet you aren't allowed to enjoy it until I say you can. Another way to tease you while denying you that cum-eating experience is to make you shoot all that cum into a condom and then just discard it into the trash bin each time you ejaculate. Oh, it would be torturous for you knowing that that load of cum is safe and sound in that condom, yet discarded in the wastebasket right by your bed. Having to leave it there all week long, knowing it's there, yet knowing that you cannot partake of that sticky goodness, is another way to torment and tease you by causing you to crave slurping your cum out of that condom during your cum-eating denial. I know it's a novel thought, and probably not something you cum-eaters have ever thought much about, but it just may be the thing for you to try in order to mix things up and keep it fresh. What do you say? You want to try some cum-eating denial with me? I'm Empress Hunter, and you can reach me by calling 800-601-6975 and read my cum-eating blog at cum-eatingfantasies.com.